Chapter 3. The Meeting in the Church. I arrived late at our Friday meeting place and told Michael what I'd seen. He was very worried. I don't know why Elizabeth does things that will get her into trouble. My father won't be happy to hear about this, he said. Then don't tell him, I said. She's just having fun with the other girls. It's only a game. It's not a game, Sarah, said Michael. Can't you see what's happening in our town? The Blackmore sisters started having fits a few days ago, and more people are saying that these girls are possessed by the devil and that there are witches in Salem who are doing this. Witches in Salem? That's ridiculous, I said. You don't really believe that, do you, Michael? How else can you explain what's happening here, Michael said. Abigail with her fits and those two other girls? Abigail Finch is perfectly fine, I said angrily. I saw her dancing around the fire. She's just pretending. And maybe the Blackmore sisters are pretending too. We were silent for a moment. It was the first time that we didn't agree on something. Then Michael gave me a hug and said, "Never mind. Let's hope everything ends up okay. Anyway, there's something more important I wanted to say to you, Sarah. Happy birthday! Here, I've got something for you." He gave me a beautifully wrapped gift box. I opened it quickly, excited to see what was inside. It was a golden chain with a star-shaped pendant. Michael helped me put it around my neck. I thanked him and gave him a kiss on his cheek. It was the first time I had ever kissed him, and although it was dark, I saw his face turn red. Michael then took an identical chain from his pocket and put it around his neck. The moon was so bright that when Michael held the pendant, it caught the moonlight and reflected it back towards me. Michael whispered to me in the dark, "This star will always remind me of our meeting place and of the millions of stars we've seen in the sky. And now there are two more stars." We sat down under the tree and looked up at the night sky. The sky was full of bright stars shining at me, as if they were saying, "Sarah, remember this moment. 1,000 stars don't shine as bright as you two." That Sunday, the minister announced that he would be giving a special sermon and requested that everyone come to church. My parents and I didn't usually attend church, but we decided to go. It was my first time in church for many years. The minister began by saying, "People of Salem, as you know, we've recently had several cases of children suffering from fits in our town." Suddenly, Timothy, a little boy sitting in the third row, started shouting, "Ooh! Ooh!" Then he fell down on the floor, and his body started convulsing. "Timothy, my darling boy! What's the matter?" his mother cried. Timothy opened his eyes wide, stood up, and smiled. Everyone in the church was up on their feet in a panic, trying to understand what had just happened to the boy. "Friends, friends," the minister exclaimed, and the crowd stopped talking. "What you just saw in this little boy was the work of the devil. That's exactly what we are trying to fight. We'll do everything we can to eradicate the devil from Salem, and all the witches too. My friends, you must be alert and keep your eyes open for any suspicious signs. Watch your friends and neighbors. Anybody in this room could be a witch. If you are a witch and you confess, you won't be blamed because this is the work of the devil, and you're a victim as much as the children suffering from the fits. But if you don't confess and continue to use your evil powers to harm the children of Salem, you'll be hanged. For it says in the Bible, 'Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.' You must all help each other to eradicate the witchcraft from Salem. Keep your eyes open. And if you see anyone practicing magic or witchcraft, you must let me know immediately." I thought about the girls playing witches in the forest that night. Abigail, Elizabeth, and many others. Suddenly, I saw Michael's worried eye from across the crowd. I knew his eyes were saying, "Please don't say anything about seeing Elizabeth in the forest." I nodded my head to let him know that I understood and that he didn't have to worry. Then suddenly, I had a thought. I took my star and reflected the light from it at Michael. He pulled out his pendant and reflected its light at me. We smiled across the room at each other. Meanwhile, everyone in the room continued their hysteria. Different voices in the crowd shouted out, "Yes! Kill all the witches! Burn them at the stake! We don't want them here! Get out of our town or die!" I looked at the people who were shouting these terrible things. Who were they shouting them at? Neighbors looked suspiciously at neighbors, friends at friends. What was happening to everyone? I looked around at all their faces, angry, worried, afraid, and I knew at that moment that the problem in our town wasn't witchcraft. It was insanity.